We got 99 episodes in this, and this specific one is one.
That's not just the sound of that first sip of Morning Joe. It's the sound of someone shopping for a car on Carvana from the comfort of home.
That's a good blend.
It's time to take it easy, like answering some easy questions to get pre-qualified for a car in minutes.
Talk about starting the morning right.
Just like customizing your terms so your car fits your budget.
Mm-mm-mm.
Visit Carvana.com or download the app to experience car shopping the way it should be. Convenient. Comfortable. Ah.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
Ho!
This HeadGum Podcast is brought to you by Aura Frames.
That is right.
From grandmothers to new mothers. Aunts, even the friends of your life, every mom loves an Aura Frame.
Holy shit, even aunts?
Yes, especially aunts.
Oh, well.
Because it was named the best digital photo frame by Wirecutter and selected as one of Oprah's favorite things. I mean, these Aura Frames are guaranteed to bring joy to moms of all ages.
I believe it.
You have an Aura Frame, don't you?
Yes, I actually more than believe it. I know it. I've got one for my mom, my mother-in-law, my grandmother-in-law.
And dare I say, your aunt?
And dare you say, my aunt and my aunt-in-law. Everyone's got one. Everyone loves them.
I mean, Mother's Day is right around the corner, and there's no better gift than a digital photo frame. You give them the frame. It's got preloaded pictures in there. And you know what? You can update it with an app. So every time you take a new picture of a sweet little person or place or thing in your life, it gets automatically sent to that frame.
Exactly.
And right now, Aura has a great deal for Mother's Day. Listeners can save on the perfect gift by visiting AuraFrames.com to get $30 off plus free shipping on their best-selling frame. Holy smokes.
Excellent deal.
Yeah, that's AuraFrames.com. You use the code HEADGUM at checkout to save.
HEADGUM. Nice.
Yes. HeadGum. It's easy to set up. It's loved by everybody, including Oprah, including your aunt.
Mm-hmm.
So do check them out. That's AuraFrames.com. Use code HeadGum at checkout to save.
Damn right.
And terms and conditions apply, of course.
Of course.
Thanks again to Aura.
Let's start the episode. Murph's finally on. We're just getting through all those guests that people want.
Thank God.
Brian Murphy on the show. Solid time. Let's get started.
Thanks, Gabriel. Please enjoy.
Oh, yeah. Thanks, Gabriel. Whew. Close.
So you've come to a fork in the road, yeah, yeah. And you're wondering which way you should go. Well, if I were you, if I were you, there's only one thing I know I would do. Yo, do you bust it right into? If I were you, show at gmail.com. If I were you, show at gmail.com.
Ladies and gentlemen, Ben Folds.
I was going to say, wow. Brian Murphy.
Oh.
You wrote and you starred in your own theme song for your own episode. That's a first. Yeah. That was actually Michael Buono.
Michael Buono.
Was Michael Bueno.
Very good.
Brian Murphy on the show.
Yeah, what's up, guys?
Finally. Shit, dude.
Not good time. Enough for the big hundo, though, right? The fucking 99 spot, right?
It's better. You're like right at the crest of the mountain.
That's weird that you think it's better because it's not. who's in the hundo spot?
Jeez. Anyone else immediately comes on the podcast and puts us on blast. You came out swinging.
I wanted to be on this to confront you guys about
just the only reason I said
why it took so long and it wasn't a milestone. I was like, they're saving me for the hundo spot.
No, we wanted you to get as close. We wanted you in the top 100, the first 100.
Right.
So without
so I would
going
just get
over.
Washed away with like everyone else. It's like 100, that's a milestone. Yeah. 101, start of a new era, potentially, right?
Yeah, no, we're burying you in the past.
Yeah.
The 99er.
This is the old guard.
You're the Wayne Gretzky.
Yeah.
Which, last time I checked, was the greatest hockey player.
I agree. I agree, because I know nothing about hockey.
It is funny.
Mike Richter was good, right?
Yeah, he was never We're breaking up.
He's also the greatest, right?
We're recording this in a freezing ass office. Yeah.
It's not too bad right now. Are you guys cold?
It's pretty cold.
We're not out. We're out from under the vent now, so it's not so bad.
Yeah, you thought it was really cold, but you set up the microphones directly under right. the AC.
Yeah. I figured
we tucked ourselves away into the corner where there's a little patch of
sun.
And
the little thermometer thing only has two options. It's a moon or a snowflake. So I don't know which one's supposed to be warm.
It's a dark, cold night.
Oh, shit. It's so hot at night. You know how it's hot at night? And it's cold and snowing during the day?
It's New York day during the day at winter, and then the night is just a cool Denver fall. Those are the two options.
We pressed a little arrow all the way up to 90, and nothing's happening.
It's a dummy box.
We could do blizzard or breezy night. That's the best we can do for you.
It's such a bad design. I can't believe somebody was paid to make that.
There are four buttons. One, an up button, a down button, a sideways button, and then the little moon/night button. The moon/yeah. Snowflake button.
Yeah, they're like, all right, here it is. We've designed it. Up arrow, down arrow, right arrow, or moonflake. I think I quit, so take it or leave. We'll take it. We will take it. Don't worry, it won't actually turn off or on the vent. It's just sort
It'll
of a
just
dummy.
Always be cold.
It's a dummy box. So, Murph, have you ever heard this podcast?
I've heard it, yeah.
Okay, so you basically get how it works, right? People email us in need of advice, and we sort of dispense it as best we can. Sometimes it's just us, and sometimes we have our friends that our fans demand we have on the show.
Right. But then you, months and months,
for long enough, and then finally we're just like, fuck, we don't want to have him on the new era,
right?
Yeah. We don't want to like
golden era.
Yeah,
we want to have him in the dark ages.
Yeah. We want you on Simpsons season one, not like Simpsons season
right,
three.
Right.
So, look, thanks for finally coming on.
Oh yeah, it's a pleasure.
So,
I've been on your guys' subreddit and I tried to post something and I got downvoted. Like to hell for saying that I was myself, because I guess people just I was just like, oh, God.
They buried you.
I don't remember what it was.
You have to get verified.
But I was just like, this. I was like, this is Murph. This is what happened, or whatever. Like defending myself, or just talking about some video, and then really Emily, the actual Emily, said, "This isn't Murph," and then we got into an argument in the comments. And they downvoted both of us.
Wait, what's your screen name on it?
I think it's Brian_Murphy.
And nobody believed you.
And no one believed me. And they just downvoted me.
That's so
and
funny.
And then someone was like, if this is the real Murph, you need to go through the mods. And I was like, one step too much effort.
The mods. Of course you have to go through the mods.
We should have them verified.
Yeah.
I don't know how to do it. Let's get in touch with the mods.
Yeah.
I think someone should... That's my name, I think. Brian_Murphy.
So,
some other Brian Murphy just got there.
Yeah, it just makes the name and slanders my name.
Here, if the mods might be listening. So let me make sure I'm pronouncing
the mods are always listening.
Fail Spy, Lava Swimmer, Take the Ride X. If you're out there, please verify Brian_Murphy.
I can't take any more freaking downvotes, man.
And what is Emily's?
I don't know. Type. Whatever one was arguing with me, it's the only like my only comment history is trying to defend myself that it was me.
All right. You want to get to some of these questions? We need fake names to preserve these people's anonymities.
So you can go with a theme or make up any random name at the top of your head.
Let's go with Igneous Rock.
Oh, what's that?
It's a type of rock.
So just igneous.
I know two types of rock, so I got two names.
I hope you don't go more than two questions. Yeah.
You only know two types of rocks?
I'm going to go on a freaking rant on this one,
I really
dude.
Think you could, if you racked your brain, come
no,
up with
but
lots
there's,
of...
It's like, I don't know. What you know, I'm not going to waste my rocks on you right now. I need to save them.
All right, here we go. Hey, guys. I was suspended from school last year for beating the shit out of a kid. Before you jump to conclusions, I did it because he wouldn't stop making jokes about a good friend of mine, and those jokes were about suicide. And said friend had committed suicide about 3 months before.
Jesus.
Now I got
so
back.
Dark.
Now I got back to school this year, and I found out the kid was still making jokes, and then also started making fun of me. I'm writing this email not to ask a question, but to request permission. Do you guys give me permission to kick the shit out of this kid again? Thanks so much, Igneous Rock.
He was making fun of his friend who was dead?
Yeah.
Oh, jeez Louise. That's pitch black, buddy.
Yeah, I don't...
So do you give him permission to kick the shit out of him?
I think violence...
Twice?
Well, I don't really think violence is the answer here.
Yeah, I think the kid is clearly trying to provoke Igneous.
He liked getting his ass kicked.
I think he... Yeah, I...
He wants...
I think he's just trying to make you mad, right?
Yeah.
I don't want to tell... How old is this kid? I don't want to be like, yeah, 14-year-old kid, go beat the shit out of some other 14-year-old kid. But like, part of me is like...
I know.
I know.
If it's you,
right?
If I were you, if you were this guy, what would you be doing?
I don't know. I mean, I was.
Have you ever beat the shit out of someone?
When I was 14, I'd probably get the shit kicked out of me.
You were the one making jokes.
Yeah.
You were the one who was getting made fun of, and then when you did something about it, you got the shit beat out of you.
Yeah, this story is exactly the same, except I get suspended for getting my ass kicked and getting blood everywhere.
For being a pussy.
Yeah.
You got suspended for being a puss. Have you ever gotten the shit beat out of you?
Yeah.
How? Why?
Well, I wasn't making fun of people for their dead friends. That's really fucked up. But I was a shit starter. So I had a lot of friends who were like on the football team, and they were a lot stronger than me. So I would pick on them like as a joke, like to make them mad, and then they would destroy me.
Like, what, actually do you mean? Hurt you?
Yeah. Well, here's the thing: is that at a certain point, I got a reputation that. Like, I wouldn't shut up unless you basically just punched me in the face.
How old were you?
I was like 15 or 16. I didn't get punched in the face that many times. Like, maybe like two or three times.
That's a lot.
That's a good amount.
Well, the thing is, yeah, it was always my fault. So I would kind of make my friends angry to the point that they would physically attack me, but then I would keep doing it because it would be so funny to keep making fun of them while they were beating me up.
So this were you afraid of getting punched in the face?
Well, that's the thing. That's when I finally stopped, is when I showed up to a party one time and I just loudly called out my friend Bill, and he just ran outside and decked me.
What, like, did you say to him that made him punch you?
Because I called him out. I just, like, called him a pussy.
What does it mean?
I, like, challenged him to a fight on the front lawn, like, as a joke.
You know the lawn.
And he just, it was me and another friend.
These are your friends?
These are all my friends.
Still to this day?
Yeah, I haven't talked
Bill
to him.
Not so much.
I haven't talked to him in a while, but we're still friends.
So your friends used to beat you up?
Yeah. I was a shit starter.
But these were actually...
Are you waiting for me to have some, like, revelation that I didn't have any friends and just got my ass kicked all the time?
Yeah, they were my friends.
I was a shit starter. I was kind of a cool dude. Yeah. I had a reputation that I would just bully people until they punched me in the face.
Well, I wasn't...
Everyone loved Murph, the old shit starter.
He used to
walking
just sort of
school,
teach.
Your hands out, reaching for a high five, but everyone's just hitting you. Oh, easy does it.
They call me the human pinata. They would just wail on me. They would wail on me always. So why were these people your actual friends? You would hang out
with
them?
Yeah, they were my friends. I would hang out with them.
And then they would also punch you in the face?
And then they would also... Well, they would only punch me in the face if they had, like... Except that one time where he just came out swinging and decked me right in the head. Other than that, it would be like... They would kind of wrestle me at first. Like, they'd be like, dude, stop. And they'd, like, keep punching me, and I wouldn't stop.
Because you had the punch didn't
and then it
hurt
would,
yet.
And then it would escalate.
What was the most hurt you got ever?
Probably just that one time getting hit real hard in the face. That hurt a lot.
Like, did you break a bone?
No. Yeah. I just went... It was... Basically, I had a group of friends that were, like... cool, and then I had another group of friends that I hung out with more often, and me and the other not cool friends would mess with the cool friends. This just sounds like I just got my ass kicked by the cool kids all the time, which I guess
you were
they
like,
did.
But I understand. I was sort of in a similar boat, just like almost like in both groups.
Right.
You were like breaching the popular kids a little bit,
But like you still had your nerd friends, and they were the core friends. And the right. popular kids liked to have you around for like relief.
Right. So I was like cool kid of my nerd friends and like the bitch of the cool kids.
Right.
You know what I mean?
So yeah. Who would beat you up? The
very
cool
busy
kids?
Social
the cool
calendar.
Kids would beat me up.
Would you beat up the nerd friends?
No. I beat up no one.
It's funny because as you describe this story, you're lifting up your hand and I just see bruises all over your arms.
Yeah.
You're bruised.
I am bruised.
Yeah.
I started doing jiu-jitsu.
You're so still fighting.
But yeah, I'm still fighting, but it's all, I mostly train with people who are like purple and brown belts, like people who have been doing it for a while, and I still get beat up.
So you, it looks like you're getting
you
purple.
I think you are this kid's bully. You like getting your ass kicked.
Yeah.
You got some I just don't mind it.
I just like rough.
You like pain?
A little bit.
You like wrestling?
I just like wrestling around,
yeah.
having a good time.
But you also like the WWE.
Yeah.
So, and like you just like, I don't know, pain.
I just like physicality. And I love, you guys know I love jacked dudes.
Yeah, more than Jake probably. Or would you say you guys have that in common?
I'm more like, I don't know, I'm more interested in like cut dudes. Murph, I think Murph.
He likes some otter mode. It's not cool.
What's
otter
that? Mode?
Otter mode is like girls like otter mode.
What's that?
It's like, you know, runners and like, you
oh
know,
yeah, yeah,
like
just decathletes.
Like a skinny six pack.
Right.
A nice lean, yeah. you all like usable muscle.
Climber muscles.
Yeah.
Usable muscle. I'll tell you what usable muscle is. Fucking strongman.
Yeah, Murph, like
pulling trucks
Murph sees
by a rope,
like the Big Show. That's a body that.
No, it's people see like the cover of Muscle and Fitness and be like, "Look at that monster!" And I'm like, "This is prime male form, just an absolute specimen."
Triple H with super wet, greasy hair,
chugging the water and spinning it out.
Just always wet.
Just the absolute perfect man.
Triple H just gets out of a shower, dries off, and he's just still soaking wet. He's always just wet. It's funny because in our web series, you play that same guy.
Yeah. It's not that except for the fact that like we're friends and I'm not actually violent.
Yeah.
It's more just...
The jokes come from a very real place.
Yeah, it's true.
Let's just love being jacked, love hurting people. Yeah. So what would you tell this guy? Green light to beat the shit out of this guy?
I think it's not doing him any good. I think he's dealing with a real shit bag here.
Yeah, and maybe he can get him in trouble. Tattle.
That's what I'm saying. Tattling is the ultimate beat down.
This kid obviously needs attention if he's like making suicide jokes and all that stuff. Like, you don't want to give him any kind of attention, positive or negative, because that's what he's looking for.
Yeah, that's true. Ignoring him is probably a really good way to go. That's exactly what he...
Then when he lets his guard down...
Right. But the thing, this is what's going to happen. If you ignore someone, he's going to keep on needling and needling because he'll know that like that blow up is finally going to be so... Like if I'm just sitting there like stoic, not saying anything, and he just keeps on needling, he knows how satisfying that is, and I finally explode. He'll go for that. So just try to outlast him. And if you can't, tattle.
Tattle.
I think there's a pride in tattling.
Yeah.
I think
it's a quiet, it's more of a shameful
pride. I know,
pride.
I think it's a loud pride. I think you should straight up say to him, like, all right, keep on making those jokes. I will tattle on you. I'm not afraid of being a snitch. I'll get you in trouble. I'm going to tattle.
Yeah,
I'm going to record you making fun of me, and I will tattle.
You think you're so fucking tough, big boy? Well, I'm going to tell the principal on you.
I'm going to record, and I'm going to show it to everybody so everyone sees how heartless and mean you are.
Yeah,
and I'm going to tell the principal.
Not
and I'm
kids.
Tell our teacher.
Kids will like it, but so I'll only tell adults who will yell at you and make you go to therapy or some shit.
I think he could maybe turn everyone against this other kid. Like, just act super mature about it, and if the kid makes fun of him, be like, wow, I think that is incredibly offensive that you would joke about something like that.
Oh, say
like,
that say yeah, that as a child. Oh, yeah. To another.
You should start almost like telling other people, like if he says something to you, just like turn to whoever's next to you, be like, hey, did you hear that? Like, this
yeah.
guy just made fun of that dude.
Right.
And then like just start telling everybody what he's doing,
tattling,
because I think this guy is like quietly trying to pressure you into getting upset. But if you start like spreading this whole entire, like make it bigger than just him.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You sort of want to ruin his life.
Yeah. Make him be ridiculed.
Yeah. I mean, if Igneous was suspended for beating this kid up, the kid probably just wants him to get expelled. So he's probably just trying to piss him off so he can get beat up again.
That's
you know?
True. Yeah. Don't fight him.
Don't All fight right. him, Igneous.
Tattle.
Tattle.
There you have it. All right. Next question. Oh, wow.
What's another these, type of rock?
Metamorphic rock. Bitches.
These are all violence related.
Oh, God.
Was that a coincidence?
No.
Yeah, you chose them. Hey, guys. Long-time listener, first-time writer. I'm one of your day ones, and it seems I'm in need of some advice, so here's the problem. I've been dating this girl for a month or two now, and things are pretty good. We were friends for a long time before we started dating, and so I thought things would be great when we finally got together. The problem is, she can be incredibly violent and aggressive. She's super into play fighting, but she always gets too rough, often slapping, punching, and hitting me in the face. But as a guy, there's nothing I can do back to her. Or is there? What should I do? I'm practically being abused by my girlfriend. Thanks, metamorphic.
Okay, I just want to point out, not only do I not get the hundo spot, I get, like, domestic abuse
and suicide,
questions. Every other one's like, I'm trying to give my boyfriend a blowjob, but I don't know how to do it. And I'm getting fucking, like, this dude's getting beat to shit by his girlfriend, and I gotta find a way to make it funny.
So far, so good.
So far, so good. I'm out, man.
Can you hit back?
No.
All you can do is restrain, and then like that ends up hurting her.
I think what he said. They've been dating for a month.
Yeah.
Break up. Break up so hard. Right?
Oh, like, that's this the isn't. Ultimate
this is
move.
Not. This
it's like slapping your face. I dump you.
Yeah. Exactly.
One
You're done,
more, baby.
That's what you can do.
Tattle.
Because it's only gonna get worse, right? Because what month long problems are you having that they're resorting to, like, violence?
Maybe that's just, like, she likes physicality, too. Don't you ever wrestle with your lady? You
guys didn't... Not in, like... He says she's getting rough to the point that he's reaching out to us. And he's thinking of hitting her back. So we're thinking... We're dealing with two crazy people
can't
here.
Can't do anything, right?
Right?
I'm not asking for advice. I'm asking for your permission.
Why do all these kids just want us to tell them that they can beat the shit out of people?
They all want green lights. This should be another podcast we started, just whether or not we give people green lights.
Coming out of this podcast, part of me was like, oh, what if we get like some kind of like sex question or something? That's like, that's a lot of responsibilities, like having to like give teenagers like advice on this stuff. I don't want anyone to ever do anything because I say something. And then people are just like, can I beat the shit out of this person?
Well, that's nice because it's pretty black and white.
Can I
punch my girlfriend? No.
No. Answer.
Permission denied.
Permission always denied.
I
think you could lay some ground rules. I think you could be like, yo, I'm down to fight. Like, this is fun.
Uh-huh.
Don't hit me in the face.
Right.
No scratching. If I have like a scratch or a bruise that lasts a long time, we're gonna stop.
Right.
The other thing, go limp.
Like, just give
she's
up.
A bear. I really think she's only resorting to the scratching and the punching because he's like, he's trying to fight back and she wants to win. She's competitive. So he should just go limp.
Does this remind you of anything from your own life? Has this ever happened to you to any extent?
I wrestled with girlfriends. Everybody like wrestles with a girlfriend.
Sure.
It's like,
yeah,
kind
but
of fun and playful. Everyone does it at least once.
I guess if it's just like playing around and she gets a little bit rough, but the end of that email where it's like, can I do something about it? Instantly made me picture just the worst domestic abuse situation. And I completely forgot about the play fighting. It just like went out the window.
Right. Did this happen to you?
The closest thing, or what it reminded me of, is like being with a girl who likes to like tickle me a lot. And like, I can't, what do you do?
Tickled.
I don't hate being tickled, but like, I giggle, I laugh, I can't breathe. And like, I can't do anything but like shove someone to stop.
Who did that?
I can't say.
I will bleep the name out in post.
I'll mouth it.
Really?
Yeah, I mean, it's just playful. Like, oh, you tickle, tickle, tickle. Stop it, I can't breathe. I can't breathe. And then like,
slap her.
Yeah, like, I have to shove you. You're forcing me
Did
to
Did you ever
shove
her? And she was like, you really shouldn't push me.
You shouldn't shove me.
I think
like
it probably got real once where I like would grab her to stop. And it was like a tense moment. Like, oh, I'm squeezing her wrist really hard.
This is the weirdest episode.
You abuse someone.
I would never harm someone on purpose, but I just it she made me giggle to the point where I couldn't breathe.
I think if you want to win, it's just submission holds. You can't you can't put her in like any pain, but you can
You can't counterattack. You can only block.
I think it's like similar to like when I used to wrestle my little brother before he could kick my ass.
Yeah.
Like I never wanted to like put him out. I never wanted to like punch him and lay him out and like have him hurt, but I would usually just like wrap his arms up and like pin him down until he was, and I was like, "Are you gonna stop? Are you gonna stop? Are you gonna stop?" And then you could walk away.
Right, the whole like stop hitting yourself thing.
Right, I think you could pin her down. I think you could pin her down, and not let her move.
No,
and I think you could say, "I win."
Here,
admit I win. Call it truth.
Here's what I'm saying. If it's just the play fighting, stop play fighting because you guys don't know how to do it.
Yeah.
If it's more than just the play fighting, which the end of the email would lead me to believe, break up.
It does seem like the play fighting has gotten to his head, that he's spending alone time writing out the email. Just like,
We've been dating for a month, 3 weeks of that month.
Typing with his pinkies. Typing with his pinkies because his wrists are in a cast.
Could he just say like, I don't want to do this anymore. Just the play fighting. Just the fighting. Maybe it's something she used to do with another boyfriend and she thinks it's cute. Or maybe it's just something she's like started to do with you and she thinks you like it. It might be that you could always just have one conversation.
It sounds like it's
just to say, hey, why is this happening? And I don't like it.
It sounds like it's just a bad situation. Anytime anyone has a problem and they've been dating for a month, I'm just like,
break
stop.
Up. But like, what if he goes to break up with her and
hurts him?
And well, what if she's like, she really likes him. He says, hey, I don't want to go out with you anymore. She's like, why? Is it anything I did? It's like, no, I'm just not really feeling this. And she feels awful. And she would have changed. She would have done play fighting differently. I think you should always give
I'm
the
reading
person,
it. I guess I'm reading into this
she
more.
She needs a performance review. Just one performance review.
Okay.
A warning.
A warning before you punch her.
Yeah.
Yeah, fair warning.
But don't actually punch her.
Don't ever do that.
Yeah. I think we can all agree that we shouldn't hit anybody.
Right.
Right?
No one has permission to beat anybody up. If this next question is just like, my dad's been giving me lip. He's a 90-pound weakling.
My grandfather's on life support. He's making my dad's bank account go dry. Why won't he just pass on? Do I have permission to punch my grandfather's heart?
At what age do you think you could have beaten up your dad, if at all?
I don't know. I think... you still couldn't beat up your dad. Your dad's in shape.
Yeah, my dad's fit.
My dad's in shape, but he doesn't do as many like pull-ups and push-ups as I do.
Right.
And I'm tall.
So when do you think, what age?
Who has a more killer instinct, though?
He's smarter than I am. He tells me that all the time. I think I probably could have beat him up once I went, it's probably like 4 years ago the first time I could do that.
Oh, so like even throughout college you could have been.
I was pretty unhealthy. Yeah. I think he would have been able to. I feel like we talked about this on the podcast. I beat him in an arm wrestle like 2 years ago for the first time.
Oh, that's exciting.
That was big.
What about you?
Jury's still out.
What's your dad like?
My dad.
I just imagine like
he's a retired
a carpenter.
Cop.
Oh, is
he's
he?
A retired cop.
Yeah. Oh, really?
Yeah. He's like he's a pretty big dude.
I imagine like Norm from Cheers, like George Wendt is your dad.
No, not Norm from, you know what he's like? He's like the dad from the Wonder Years.
Oh, wow.
Is the best way.
Does he have any,
so he's a big guy. Shoulders?
Yeah, he's a pretty big guy.
Does he have like thick fingers? thick hairy fingers.
Big hairy
knuckles.
He has
pretty big sausage fingers.
What is his, does he have facial hair?
No, not really.
Cool.
But he's I don't know. I'm in better shape than him. I'm definitely stronger than him now, but he is an intense dude and I need
to like won't lose. He'll find a way.
Yeah, it's exactly. Exactly. Yeah.
But how much did you weigh when you were at your peak like a year ago?
Well, I like to think I'm at my peak now.
well, your peak weight.
When I was
your most
when
your
I
beefiest.
Was fat as hell.
Yeah.
Your body has changed so drastically.
I know.
Would you say you went from like, wait, what'd you say? At your lowest before that peak, you were at what, 150?
I was at like, I weighed like probably 155 pounds. Then I ballooned up to 190 pounds.
So you gained 35 pounds in how long?
In like a in like 2 years.
Okay.
Yeah.
So you went from
but the last like 20 pounds of that was in like 6 months. It was like not healthy.
Yeah, it was thick.
Yeah, it was thick.
And then from 190, which was a year ago around? Last summer?
No, 190 was October or November.
So almost
also,
last year.
I guess that's been close to a year. Yeah. Yeah.
190. And then in the last year, what are you down to now?
Like 165.
See, you were from 155 to 190 to 165 in the course of like 30 months.
You're Christian Bale.
it, but with like a shitty body. So just like I had like bigger arms and a huge gut. And now I'm like, I work out like 6 days a week, but my diet is so shitty that I look like a guy who just, you know, like lifts air conditioners for a living. Like I look like kind of hardy, but not really. You know what I mean?
So what made you want to go from 190 back to 165?
That I looked gross. I looked gross. I had like a big gut and it was just diminishing returns. So it was, you know, when you first start lifting and stuff, you get stronger just by lifting, just by doing some physical activity. But then at a certain point, you need to eat more. So I started eating like 1,000 more calories a day than I needed. And if I was eating like chicken and salad, I would have gotten sliced. Like I would have looked good, but I wasn't. I was eating like chicken Parmesan sandwiches. Yeah, exactly. And then so I got like a little bit stronger, but mostly just fat.
What video, if people are curious, is you at your fattest?
Me at my fattest is insulting the boss with a punk rock video. You'll see me. It's me and Streeter sitting across.
Looking not that different.
A desk from Sam. And my gut looks really fucking big.
And that
it looks
was
really
that,
big.
Was that an eye opener?
That was an eye opener. That was seeing myself on camera there was not cool. It was not nice. I think I just thought everything was gonna work out. Like everything was just gonna settle.
Yeah.
Like it was all just gonna come together.
And you still don't diet now?
I do to a certain extent. I probably eat like one bad meal a day instead of like eating six meals a day and two of them are bad. You know what I mean? Like I eat like a normal person now. I eat like three meals a day.
Right.
Yeah.
And then one of them is not quite healthy.
Yeah. But sometimes I eat pretty healthy.
That's sort of what I am at.
Yeah.
It's like, oh, I'll have a salad for lunch. So now I can have pizza for dinner.
Exactly.
But I'll never have like a salad and then another salad.
Right.
I have to reward myself.
Being a jacked dude is a lifestyle. It's not a hobby.
Right.
And I can't abide by the lifestyle, but I want it so bad.
But you just don't want it so bad that you don't want pizza more.
If someone was like, Murph, would you rather be like on SNL or be so jacked? I think I would choose so jacked.
You idiot. You could have said both.
But you still just like bad for you food.
Yeah, more. I just love it.
Yeah. It's like, is it worth it? Is the pros of being jacked worth the cons of not eating sandwiches ever?
Yeah.
The answer is no to most people. That's why they're not jacked.
That's why no one's jacked.
Let's take a quick break right now to do a quick commercial, and then we'll come back and do questions 3 and 4. How's that sound?
Dope. Perfect.
Tight. Just a quick note to thank one other sponsor this week, and that is Hulu Plus.
Who?
Hulu.
Hulu Plus?
Plus.
Oh.
What is the Plus? Well, you've used Hulu on your computer, but the Plus is so... And we're back. That was insane.
All right.
Yeah. People don't know, but we take 6 weeks off in between that commercial break.
So I weigh 230 pounds.
What happened, dude?
Everything I ballooned changed. Up, man.
All right, let's try to answer some more questions. Can I get another, I believe, guy's name?
I wanted to give like another type of volcanic rock, but... Well, this guy's name's Magma Dirt.
Magma Dirt writes, I've come into a bit of a predicament. Yesterday I got back from a week-long vacation with my friend.
Beat the shit out of your friend, please.
While I was away, my brother was supposed to feed my hamster every day. When I got home, I found that my hamster had been starved to death. In a fit of rage, I attacked my brother. And he ended up in a serious concussion.
What the fuck?
The issue here is my parents don't know about my hamster, and I was keeping him in my room secretly because they told me I was not allowed to have any pets. Now my parents think I attacked my brother for no for no reason, and he's just going along with it. They're even saying they're going to send me to therapy or some shit. What do I do? Do I tell them the truth? My parents are extremely strict, and I'd probably get into serious trouble and lose my Xbox. Help.
What would you get into more trouble for? Having a hamster or beating the shit out of your brother for no reason?
It sounds like...
I don't know.
The hamster.
No way!
He said he's going to lose his Xbox. And
but, like, I don't think having a hamster is a good enough reason to beat, like... If you are like, hey,
homeboy killed his hamster.
Yeah, I beat the shit out of what was this guy's name? Was Magma Dirt. I beat this shit out of
Lava Dirt
because he murdered my hamster. That is just gonna be like, you weren't supposed to have a hamster.
Right,
it's not
now,
like a good enough reason to beat the shit out of
someone. But it might
be
like one of those things where it's a tragedy because the hamster died, so maybe you won't get in trouble. Like did you ever
feel
like
bad for you?
Yeah. Like, maybe if you, like, weren't supposed to, like, go out or something that night, but, like, you snuck out, but then, like, you broke your arm. It's like your parents aren't going to be mad at you. They're going to just try to help you.
Oh, they're going to be like, oh, you idiot. You got yourself into trouble again.
Yeah, exactly. But it's like you learned your own lesson. If you have a hamster,
right. It'll die.
Your brother will kill it.
Parents really love honesty. So even if you've done something wrong, like, all they'll be thinking about is, like, that you came clean. So they'll be really happy. So you just sit them down and be like, look, I know I wasn't supposed to, but I had a hamster. And they're like, what? And Lava. Lava starved him to death, and that's why I hit him. I know I shouldn't have done it, but I just wanted you to know I had a reason.
Right. Also not cool that he gave his brother a concussion by beating him.
That's bad, right?
That's really bad, yeah.
If you're upset because your brother didn't care for a life, you just didn't care for his life.
Yeah.
Do you understand?
And you're a human. He's a human.
He's a human, not a hamster. The hamster... That's I could step really on 90 hamsters today and everything would be fine.
No.
I could kill... I'm not going to do it, but like they're pretty inconsequential as an animal.
As far as animals are concerned.
I think
you
it's
still
okay.
Should starve... His brothers,
also,
everyone in this...
How does he know that the brothers starved it? What did he do?
He came back and was
like, this thing clearly starved to death. Like, I don't know, it's a hamster. Sometimes they just die. Did you just get it from
hamsters
a pet store?
Hamsters are fat little dudes. He was a skinny little dude.
It's like Murph. He was 100.
He was like
190 pounds.
He was shrunk down
to a welterweight.
He was a fat, swole little hamster when he left him. He came back. He was a bitchly 165 pounds.
165.
He was a bitchly little hamster, and you know it, Lava.
No, I guarantee. He probably came back, and he's like, how's my hamster? And he's like, oh, shit.
Oh.
Like, can you imagine the fucking deer in headlights look that brother gave?
They just raised.
Like, whoa!
It's a full-on raise to the cage.
Oh, like, yeah. It's fine.
Like,
it might be.
Go!
I'll get him some water. Boom. I'll get him some water. Boom. He's probably just been playing on the wheel.
My head. I'm concussed. Mother. Mother.
Where am I?
I like that the kid stuck to his story, too. He's just like, yeah, I beat the shit out of my brother for no reason. I was mad at him, and I beat him. I beat him until he was hurt.
Until he was concussed.
You know, your parents should send you to therapy, and then you can tell your therapist the truth. And then see what you should do.
You should absolutely tell your parents the truth. And not that you shouldn't have beaten up your brother. What he did was not cool.
Yeah.
What you did was not cool.
It's less cool, I would say.
But I think give your parents some context, because at the very least they deserve that. And then they can decide if your actions against your brother were...
Justified.
Well, they're certainly not justified, but maybe the punishment will be different. Maybe now they won't have to waste their money sending you to therapy. You might need therapy.
I'm sure you have rage issues.
Think about how bad of a life this hamster must have had, right? Like... what was he kept? He was kept like under a bed or something in the dark, like in a closet.
Yeah, the hamster wanted to die. The parents, hamster did want to die.
Right? Like,
what is hamster?
That
feed?
Hamster wanted out.
Do you guys ever have a hamster? What do you feed a hamster?
Little, like pellets.
Little pellets.
Yeah.
They also run on a little wheel that makes a lot of noise. So I don't know.
He disabled the wheel.
He definitely had. He
either the disabled hamster the... scratched into the wheel. Avenge me. Avenge me, magma.
Think of the stress of, like, what? How much joy do you get out of a hamster that it's worth the stress of, like, hiding a living thing from your parents? Cat or, like, cat or bags dog can, like, of feed, just, like hiding in his backpack.
All it does is sit in the cage. You go try to grab it, and it runs to the corner. Yeah. You hold it, and it'll pee on you. And then you just have to... empty its shit out.
This is you as a dad talking to a four-year-old boy.
Well, no, as a kid, I loved pets. I would try to get as many. My mom once let me and my sister buy two mice, and we went into Petco, and we were like, we want a male and a female. And my mom had told us to only get two male or two female, but we got male and female. They had a bunch of little pink mice babies.
Oh, my God, terrible.
We starved each and every one of them.
We fed them to our other pets.
Yeah. Like, it was only exciting to buy the pets. Then once we had the mice, they were just kept in the basement, like by my dad's workshop. No, I never even saw them or fed them.
Oh, God.
So we're saying... do the tell your parents the truth. At the very least, you don't have a hamster anymore, so they can't get that mad at you.
Yeah, you don't have the hamster anymore.
And then, your beatdown is slightly more justified, though not entirely.
You want a reason for why you flew off the handle, right? Like, yeah. I think it's less crazy for you to have broken the no hamster rule than it is for the I beat the shit out of my brother straight up no reason.
There's also a chance your parents know about the hamster. Kids are not as smart as they think. The parents know more than
kids. Yeah, they
just
walk in, they hear the little wheel
like a hamster.
Wee, yeah.
I showered for 45 minutes, Mom. Yeah. I washed all of my stuff, and I didn't masturbate in there. So,
good day.
The water's cold because I took a long shower because I was very dirty, not because I was masturbating.
Also, the semen in the drain was not because I was masturbating.
I fell asleep, and... as young boys were wont to do.
I had a wet dream.
I had a wet dream.
In the shower.
And I ejaculated in my sleep.
It's fine that you jerk off, Brian. Just go to your room.
You know,
your hamster.
How do you know about him?
I don't have a hamster.
I just purchased this small scarf as a sort of little tchotchke for myself. Good day. All right. Break time. What do you want to ask Murph during the break?
I just wanted to hear the story of him and his fiance.
No, we can skip that. We're just running out of time. Let's do a question.
Excuse me. It's just cool that they met. We wrote Brian and Emily into a video.
Yeah. We wrote them becoming engaged in a video.
You can.
Yeah.
Are you going to show that at your wedding?
No.
Emily Wayne Dalton.
Yeah. I'm going to do 10 minutes of stand-up, then cut to video.
Do you have pressure to, like, not be funny at the wedding? Or is it like...
No, if anything, like, when we first announced that we were engaged, a lot of people thought that we were kidding, and it actually made me kind of mad. I'm like, I'm a human capable of love, of being serious, of all that stuff.
That's a bit.
It's not a bit, dude.
But your first kiss ever is on camera.
That's true.
That's very rare. You could show that to your kids.
Yeah.
And where are your kids, by the way?
What?
Where are your kids?
They're beating the shit out of each other. They're in hamsters.
Oh, shit. I forgot to feed them. I kissed Jake, too.
Oh, yeah. Shit. We had our first kiss before you and Emily had your first kiss.
Yeah, I think so. Or no. Was it after? No.
It was before. Me and you kissed. Oh, yeah. And then the next night was your kiss scene.
Do you think you still would have married Emily if we didn't write that? Just the fact that you're considerate means we win.
We're priests.
We certainly spent a lot of time together because of you guys. So right. I'll give you that.
That's cool.
Yeah.
And that was just a throwaway joke. The first instance of it was we had like a picture of Murph on. It was like Secret Santa 2.
Oh, yeah. The idea was that you gave Emily a picture of your face.
Right? Yeah.
And it was a really ugly picture of your face.
But like you chose Emily out of the blue.
Yeah, but also we just wrote it in the script as it's like a really ugly picture, and Emily improvised being attracted to it.
Oh, it's a picture of Murph, and he looks real good.
Yeah, I was just like, it's a picture of Murph, and then the joke was just to cut to you, and you have the same face.
Yeah,
Emily was like, it's a picture of Murph, and he looks really good.
Yeah.
Cut to you, and you have that same face.
It certainly, I will say, it made everything easier because. with like the relationship on Jake and Amir, it was like I could read into those things, like even though none of it was real, right. I'd be like, oh well, she kissed me a little bit longer than I think she would have kissed somebody who she didn't like. So it probably confidence. Gave me some false confidence, honestly.
Or was it false true?
Or I guess it was true confidence.
Was it justified?
Nah, probably.
Emily. Open the door. She's asleep. So me and Jake are responsible for that. What else? Yeah. What else did we do good?
If they ever have kids one day,
yeah, that'll be us. That'll be our doing. Yeah.
That's our god. That's us as a godfather.
I would think so. At the very least, a godmother.
Yeah,
that's fair.
Trying to if I should like on the first one, just name him Jake and Amir, or if I should just hope to have two boys.
Or just any two children and right. go. Although, yeah, you don't want to name one kid Jake and Amir. I bet that's a little weird.
Jacob, yeah. Amir, Murphy.
Hurwitz. Yeah.
Amir, Jacob, Murphy.
Emily.
We'll both be taking Jake's last name.
Jake Dolphin and Amir Dolphin.
Emily Wayne Dolphin. I want to little
God. For that the rest
so,
of my
that
life.
That was so hard to get through. So funny.
When's the wedding?
Next month.
Where's the wedding?
I don't want to reveal that.
Come on, dude. Just the location
everybody
of the
on
church.
Reddit. Well, we wish you
a
Merry
you so
Christmas.
The best indeed.
Yeah. Namaste.
Thank you.
Honeymoon?
Sirs. Honeymoon. Europe. Going all over that shit.
Really? Euro trip.
Berlin, Amsterdam.
We're going to Berlin.
Yeah?
Yeah. That's actually a good time to talk about it. We have a show in London coming up.
Perfect.
Yeah. If you're in London, September 8th, Monday, come hang out. Live podcast. Sold out, maybe. Mm. Live show before that. Not sold out. Still tickets available.
Is it not like a good one? What's the deal? Why is it not sold out?
I think because it's an earlier show. It's at 7.
Oh, I was going to say because it wasn't a good one. But yeah, it's pretty sold out. And then if you're in Berlin, we'll just be hanging out there.
So. From September 10th to the 17th, is that when you're going to be in Berlin?
Ooh, you're just going to miss me.
When are you
I'm
going
to be there like the 23rd.
Oh, shit. I should leave you something like a cracker or a note.
Yes.
Underneath.
Definitely you a note.
Yeah.
Let's do note.
Let's do
if it's between cracker and note.
Yeah.
Leave me a cracker on the the rocks of the Berlin Wall. Yeah.
If you just walk over near there and find any cracker, that'll just be from Amir.
Here, let's do this. Walk into the Holocaust Museum, okay? And then just keep turning right until you find the first bathroom. If there's a paper towel dispenser, I'll leave you a cracker.
Are you gonna go to the Holocaust Museum just so you can leave Murphy a note?
Or a cracker.
You should really just try to take that experience in.
I will after I leave the note.
Right.
The cracker.
He doesn't want to have to think about the cracker the whole time he's at the Holocaust Museum.
That's why I was going to get rid of it early.
Here's something you were talking about. You give yourself a haircut always. You just buzz your head.
Yeah, I just buzz my head.
But for your wedding, you can't do that?
I can do it. I'd like to look not like an idiot, though.
But what's the? You're gonna just pay a guy to do it for you, but he's gonna do the same thing.
I guess so. There's like probably the like subtle differences. I know that every time I do go to get an actual haircut, they're like, "My God, what have you done to yourself?" Because there'll be just like little hairs that are like way longer than the other ones,
right.
Or I'll have like
even right now.
A little bit of like a mullet thing going on in the back. I think you can't tell like the subtleties of it now.
What do you do when you cut your hair? You just shave. One size all
shave
around.
The top with a 5, sides with a 3.
The rest of it is
then
dealer's
m'lady
choice.
Straightens it out in the back with a 0.
Edge.
I guess the straight edge. Yeah,
yeah. That seems fine. I think you can get married on that.
You think so?
Well, I mean, your wedding's so soon anyway. Isn't it like in a couple weeks or a month, you said?
Yeah, so I guess
what's going to happen? You grow your hair for a month and then get a haircut like the day before?
Well, I'll get a haircut like a week before so I don't have that like... Because I look like a 12-year-old boy every time I get a haircut. I never get a good haircut, yeah.
In general. You should go somewhere nice to get the haircut.
Exactly, that's what I'll do.
Good.
I'll splurge.
Fantastic.
Like,
we'll send you to a barber. On our dime for being a guest, guest number 99.
Wow.
I'd like to.
You think so?
Do I get a hundo spot?
Oh, you mean $100?
Yeah, $100.
We'll give you $99.
Seriously, who's on the fucking hundo spot?
You don't want to know, dude. We're saving it.
Emily.
Is it really?
Nah.
That'd be so funny.
Should we get to one last question?
Yeah, I think there's time. I think especially because this one's not about violence.
Yeah.
That one took such a turn. I was like, hamsters, thank God. Oh, no, the hamster is dead. Oh, no, he beat the
There's a concussion involved.
All right, here we go. Question number four.
The relationships did get more intense. Friend, girlfriend, brother.
Yeah.
All right, next one.
Okay. Oh, this is a lady. We need a lady rock name.
Okay.
Slate.com.
Slate.com.
I am 24 years old, and I am in a relationship with a great guy. We have been together for 7 months, and I don't see our relationship ending anytime soon. However, I was on his laptop the other day, and I started typing something into Google. And as soon as I typed EXE, the first thing that popped up was exercises to lift breasts. I looked at the search results, and the first five links had been clicked. Not only that, but the last few times we had gone to the gym together, he recommends that I work out my upper body. What the heck is going on? I'm 5'2" and I weigh 110 pounds. My breasts are very large for my frame, and naturally large breasts tend to not be as perky as small ones. They are by no means saggy, but I am not Rihanna. I actually take a lot of pride in my breasts, and no one has had a problem with them in the past. I also started thinking about his last two girlfriends and realized now that they both had small breasts. Now I feel self-conscious when I wear a bra when... Now I feel self-conscious and wear a bra when we have sex. Is he even attracted to me? What should I do? I don't want to make things awkward, but I know I have been acting differently towards him. Help me, Jake and Amir and Murph. Love.
Slate.
Slate. So the search was exercises to lift breasts.
And they've been in a relationship for 7 months, so you can't tell them to break up.
So...
I think they should break up, right?
What do you mean to lift breasts? Like to make them?
She's saying she has large breasts, so I think naturally they're going to be a little saggier than like little boobs,
right? Because there's more gravity and more weight to them.
That's just the way.
We're not being sexist. This is science.
Yeah, treading very lightly
are going to be lower down. Well, this guy's the sexist one. So yeah, he's trying to like. Secretly give her exercises that he thinks will like.
What an odd thing that he
can
think.
It's such a weird thing for him to do.
You know that exercise that sucks fat from boobs back into your body?
That is real. I'm a little miffed by it too.
Yeah. I think I'm, as always, reading into this.
Sure.
And I think he's probably very like picky and particular and controlling.
He likes smaller boobs?
No, I think this has to lead into other things. I don't think there's any guy who's just like my girlfriend's breasts need to sit a little higher. I'm going to look up all kinds of exercises for her. And when we go to the gym, I'm going to have her do said exercises until her breasts lift. Like,
right. That's not the one thing that he's thinking
right,
about. There's got to be a million.
There's other stuff. So,
like what?
I don't know. I guess
maybe he's like, my girlfriend drives a Passat, but I really think she should be in a Cadillac.
Meaning?
I don't know. Just like, just micromanaging every little part
of
her life.
Maybe he's trying to micromanage her body, you know?
Well, and she's getting an issue because of it, a body issue. I'd like to see what the first five links said. Well, you want to lift your breasts, all right? That's completely
understandable. Is it possible that he has breasts and he's trying to figure out how to make his breasts go away?
I'm guessing she could tell from the links like what it was leading to, right? Like, I don't think she's clicking on those five links and it's just like a dude with huge pecs.
Here's an exercise question for you. Are there exercises that target specific kind of fat, or you just exercise and then your body genetically chooses which fat to get rid of?
I don't know. I don't think it's super effective to try to burn fat off of particular areas. You can like definitely gain muscle in particular areas from working them.
Right, but can I lose fat in my stomach versus my face?
I don't know. I think...
You've been doing sit-ups with a medicine ball on your face.
Yeah. I've been doing facial crunches for the past year and a half.
But also, let's address... Oh, no. Okay. She wasn't really snooping on his computer. She just typed in something.
Yeah,
and
she
then,
typed an EXE and the autofill was exercises weird, to lift breasts.
Weird shit popped up.
It's not so crazy that she could... mention that to him.
Yeah. I think she needs to bring it up with him.
Right.
Yeah,
especially if it's giving you these issues. Like, he might... The thing is, bringing it up is going to be the cure. Because either he's going to just ease all your fears and say, oh no, I was doing this totally innocent thing, or like, oh, I just had this like one concern about this thing, and he's a good guy, or he's like, yeah, I want your breasts to be high,
right.
And then you could be like, okay, they're not, and you're not my boyfriend anymore,
right?
So I think that you
take it or leave it.
Yeah, clarity.
I think this will be a bringing something like that up with him will be a true test of like kind of what he's made of. Is he just like being nitpicky about this one weird thing, and he'll like apologize or back off, or you'll it's kind of a weird thing for him to be searching that, honestly.
Right.
Is it crazy to say that she should get a secret breast reduction and say that the exercises freaking
holy
work?
Holy shit, I'm gonna beat you up.
What?
This whole podcast has been
permission to beat up Amir.
Granted, for saying that, I think you get punched.
You be you. It's like the corollary of you do you.
You,
that's what we should tell her. Be you.
You be you.
That way.
You, I mean,
well, Yoda you is the, it sort of encompasses what we're saying here. Okay. Just so you know. Right. Just so you know.
Don't think of it as a corollary, but sort of a subsection under the umbrella of you do you.
Imagine how shitty you would feel if you were put in that position. Like you knew something about yourself. Like, like me, I have like really big, stupid teeth. If I just like went on my laptop and like Emily was just searching like, dental surgery
exercises like, to make teeth smaller.
Ways to make teeth smaller and less pointy.
That would be the worst. Well, like, that's because you're like aware of. I don't know if you're insecure about your teeth. That's almost like the biggest fear ever. Like if you're like, I'm insecure about my teeth, and then she's looking up ways to fix your teeth.
Yeah,
this girl's like proud of her breasts, as she should be. That sound they sound great. I'm into it.
Yeah.
So it's sort of like a surprise. She's like, wait, what?
He doesn't think that's maybe even worse, right?
That's true, yeah.
Yeah, it's almost like...
Right, something that you don't even want to change about yourself.
Right, totally. It's exercises to fix, and then it's something that you like about yourself. Like, for me, it would be my hair.
Exercises to fix your hair?
Yeah, I would freak out. I'd be like, what the fuck are you talking about?
It's perfect.
Like, it's fine. It's better than you. But if it was like exercises to make your face look less like a chipmunk... I'd be like, okay, I get that. I kind of like nuts.
I understand you want that. Yeah.
I know why you would want that.
Is that why you were asking Murph how to burn fat in your face?
Yeah. So, by the way, where did we land on that? Vis-a-vis chiseled jaw.
For this bit, how would you say you lose face fat?
This is me eating an acorn talking to you. Yeah.
All right.
The end.
The end, cool. I think.
How was
episode 100. We did it, guys.
Oh, no.
We did it, guys. Episode 100.
We might put this one up a little early.
Weird.
Yeah.
We might hang on to it and do it for 102, actually.
Oh, that'd be like a chill sort of
non-consequential. No, I feel like...
Because 99 is like
feels
like
100,
like
right?
What if we just date down to like episode 58 and we put this one up there?
Or we
really backbury it.
Yeah.
we realize that episode 72 is missing. So this one is like actually 98. Yeah.
You just post an old one as the new one and you bury mine among the other old ones. So you have to go search through the archives to find it.
So one super fan on Reddit's like, I was re-listening to episode 53 and
turns
Murph's
out Murph
it.
Was on it. He was talking about how fat he was in November, but it was in November, which was weird.
Anything you want to plug? Maybe your wedding?
No.
Is that crazy?
Keep in mind that people listen to this show, so what you say right now will be will be heard.
I want to promote my Reddit account, Brian _ Murphy. That is really me.
Oh, that's good.
That is real. I hope it's really me. I haven't been on in like months, and if it's not, I'm
going to
be slandered.
Jake, do you want to plug anything?
The London shows. That's it. That's all.
What about our Vine?
Oh, yeah.
Our Vine.
I want to promote our Vine. Yeah. Thanks for asking, Amir.
Oh, did you want to mention our Vine?
Yeah. The Vine is Jake and Amir.
Either Jake and Amir or Amir Blumenfeld. I'm still not sure.
All right.
So look him up. Thanks for coming on the show.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
We'll have you back on episode, I don't know, 198 or something.
Fuck
something sort of close
you.
To a big deal, but not. thanks so much for listening, everybody. We'll be back later. Oh, shit, the closing theme song and all that other stuff. If you have your own question or theme song submission, you can send it to ifiwereyoushow@gmail.com. We're also still accepting thumbnail submissions. When we post our episodes on Facebook, we've been using custom thumbnails that you guys have been making for us. That opening theme song was from Michael, and this closing theme song is from Hoon Kong. See you guys.
Here podcast hosted by Jake and Amir. They will give you mockery but real advice. So believe them, they're not professionals, but they're very sincere. It's called If I Were You, every Monday to seize the cheese. Don't ever hesitate if you
It's Nicole Polizzi, but you may know me as Snooki from MTV's Jersey Shore. I totally feel like Snooki doesn't exist anymore, so I want you guys to get to know Nicole. Download my new podcast, Naturally Nicole, at podcastone.com. A lot has changed in my life with becoming a mother, getting married, losing weight, being fit. So be a part of my new fantastic, fabulous world. Download Naturally Nicole every Tuesday at podcastone.com. That's podcastone.com.